USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Transgender Americans who fit the bill can again serve in the U.S. military. With the stroke of a pen, President Joe Biden signed an executive order today in the Oval Office.
Today we know qualified Americans to serve the country in uniform and essentially restoring the situation that existed before with transgender personnel, if qualified in every other way, can serve their government in the United States military.
The executive order reverts to policy enacted during the Obama administration and overturns the ban ordered by President Donald Trump during his first year in office. A major winter storm is blasting the Midwest, with some places seeing over a foot of snow. The National Weather Service says it could stretch from central Kansas northeast to Chicago and southern Michigan. Also flash flood watches in the San Francisco Bay Area. This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The House is preparing to hand over an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate this evening. A number of Republican senators say they oppose an impeachment trial for inciting the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol. A letter to GOP senators urges them to consider the evidence before deciding how to vote. The letter is signed by 9 prominent Republican lawyers, including 2 former officials in the Trump administration. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the trial will be a healing experience.
Everyone wants to put this awful chapter in American history behind us, but sweeping it under the rug will not bring healing. The only way to bring healing is to actually have real accountability.
Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for defamation. Dominion suing Trump's personal attorney for more than $1.3 billion in damages. Conservatives have blamed the company's machines for Trump's defeat. The suit alleges that Giuliani conspired to promote a false narrative about the election. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sarah Sanders, former White House press secretary under President Trump and daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, announced this morning that she is running for governor of the state of Arkansas.
Our state needs a leader with the courage to do what's right, not what's politically correct or convenient.
She joins a crowded field of Republican candidates. A 17-year-old boy was arrested this morning for shooting and killing a pregnant woman, her unborn child, and 4 other people inside an Indianapolis home early Sunday morning. A juvenile was also critically wounded.
I myself am heartbroken for the lives that have been taken too soon, for the young life that's forever been changed, and for the life that never got a chance to start.
Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Chief Randall Taylor, Mayor Joe Hogsett called it a devastating act of violence. The matchup is set for Super Bowl 55.
The Kansas City Chiefs will get a chance to repeat as NFL champions after beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 in the NFC Championship game to provide their opposition. The win sends Tampa quarterback Tom Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, extending his record for most appearances in the game. With the Bucs' win, they become the first team to play in a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Super Bowl 55 will happen February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Capacity at the 65,000-seat stadium will be capped at 22,000 fans. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.